You've reached producer and cinematographer Johnny Durango. I'm unavailable right now because I'm busy listening to the Oh Brother podcast.
Wow! Jesus, what the hell, man?
Welcome to the Oh Brother podcast with hosts Dan and Mike Smith. Brothers from the same mother with different opinions on movies, TV, video games, and more. Plus celebrity interviews. Get ready, get set. It's time for the Oh Brother podcast.
Welcome to the Oh Brother podcast. From your host Dan Smith, alongside me as always, my brother from the same mother, Mike Smith.
How's it going, Dan?
Good, man. Back in the saddle once again.
How's your Halloween?
Well,
a lot of kids.
Oh, see, it's over there, but yeah, a lot of kids. Good one. The magic of editing and podcasting. Yeah. October 31st, 2022, when you get in this
Happy
episode of the Oh Brother.
Halloween. I don't know.
Not one effing intro can I get done without getting stepped all over.
Yeah, it wasn't that good of an intro.
All right, so it's the Halloween. Can you bring it up? You sound like you're about to go to sleep. You okay there?
I'm up. Got my Halloween poster.
You got to Halloween? Yeah, you're rocking the Halloween poster up there, which is perfect timing.
Jaws?
You haven't seen this.
What is that?
It's a black cat face with lightning bolts.
Shadow.
And I thought this was appropriate too, because Halloween, but also the green. And we're talking about, this is a She-Hulk recap episode, which I've been dying to get back to ever since the wonderful
She-Hulk. She-Hulk.
We ended on episode 5 when we last talked about this series, which is, of course, on Disney Plus. And, well, She-Hulk Attorney at Law. Sorry, I should always make sure that I say the correct full title. And so we now got, what, episodes 6 through 9 is how it finished? Is that for this?
I thought, six, right? 7, 8, 9, 4 episodes. The first
That's five, right, 4 episodes. Yeah, that's right. So we're covering those now. Let's see. Just Jen was episode 6. Just a little, housekeeping
recap
here.
Yeah.
Number 7, episode 7, The Retreat. Episode 8 was Ribbit and Rip It. Looking forward to talking about that one. And the final episode 9, whose show is this?
Yeah, it's my show.
All right, there we go. So this is again starring Tatiana Maslany in the title role of She-Hulk.
I really like her.
Yeah, you know. Now, look, I'm going to dive right in just because you might steady yourself on that chair for a minute, because I will say, I think as we got to the end of maybe episode 7, certainly when we got into episode 8. I was starting to turn a little bit. Now, I still have a lot of problems with this series because I think if they had just from the jump, were more clear about what it was. It's like watching Ally McBeal, you know, is what it feels like at times. It's just very over the top, silly. The breaking of the fourth wall is so over the top. And I really don't like how they continue to sort of portray this. Well, when she's just Jen, as the one episode is dedicated to, nobody really cares for her, right? She's kind of the outcast, ugly duckling type. When she's She-Hulk, everybody wants to, can't, you
right,
know, they're
right. Everyone loves She-Hulk, but
yeah. And I'm like, what kind of message is that sending? Now, I'm sure that's intentional, because ultimately that's going to pay off at some point, I'm sure. It hasn't yet, though. So I still have that sort of pet peeve with it, that I find it odd that and I said this the first time we talked about this, was this is a production that's very much helmed by, you know, female talent.
Right.
Not only in the cast, but behind the scenes too, you know.
You know, I don't know. From the beginning, I've liked the show. And
you've been consistent. Yeah.
And I say that, but agree with your criticisms. She doesn't look as defined, and the animation isn't as good as it is with like Bruce Banner.
Right.
But there was some stuff in the second half of the season that was just really funny. Mm-hmm. And I thought you would appreciate them going back to the TV show.
Now, I have to say, that was episode 9.
Yeah, was that the end?
Episode? Okay. Yeah. Whose show is this? That was awesome.
That I was loved really it. So
basically,
funny.
Mike's talking about, they did an homage and basically recreated the opening of the Incredible Hulk series starring mm-hmm. Lou Ferrigno. And it was perfect, shot for shot.
Yeah.
But it was also very tongue in cheek. Mm-hmm. Like, it was dramatic, you know, serious, but I was laughing as well.
Right.
It was him at the end, right? Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah. As Bill Bixby.
He looked so weird.
Yeah.
With whatever they were doing with his face, but
his hair, and he was kind of standing. But
I have to say, it was very like, that's the Hulk I'm looking like. It was very terrifying. That's a very scary version of She-Hulk.
Yeah.
It's very intense. So I did. I love that.
Also did the ultimate fourth wall break. I mean, the ultimate fourth wall break.
Which was coming out of the Disney Plus.
Yes.
Menu. Right. So you're looking at Disney Plus and you got all the little blocks there, right? Of what's right. streaming.
What are you going to pick? I mean, it was exactly the menu.
And I'm like, and I'm sure a lot of people are like, hold up, what's going on? So there's a scene and it pauses mm-hmm. and you just hear her talking.
Right.
And next thing you know, she's climbing into the She-Hulk menu.
Window.
Into the She-Hulk. Right.
And
out of the She-Hulk.
She jumps down.
That was really cool.
And her goal was, I'm going to go find this Kevin. And we all know she was talking about Kevin Feige.
Kevin Feige.
The creator of the series.
Of course.
So, and you know.
And they're nobody talks to Kevin.
Right. Oh, well, I'm going to. And that's when she jumps out of the window mm-hmm. and is looking for him. It was really clever.
It was.
And there was other clever things too. Like, I loved it when she was sitting on the sofa by herself. And mm-hmm. she's on Twitter, and somebody wrote, She-Hulk sucks. And she quickly, without thinking, you suck.
Right. Good comeback. Yeah.
It's like, just like that's what we do. Everything. We react to that stuff.
It's true.
And I've seen a lot of the women in this show. Mm-hmm. on social media saying, stop attacking it. You know? Oh,
yeah, well,
give us a break.
Jamila Jamil, who plays Titania,
right?
Yeah, she's been one of those that's come out because she's gotten all. Yeah, but that's everybody gets that,
right?
On social media, you know.
And it goes back to the beginning sequence when she said, "Well, when I have Wong on, it's like Twitter armor."
That's right.
You know, great line.
Everybody loves Wong.
Yeah,
yeah,
great line.
No, she really is good. She's got great comedic sensibility, and I'm really warming up to her. You know, again, I wrote down on my notes here at one point, you know, the Ribbit and Rippit episode, which, again, they've, over the course of these four episodes, they introduced these other...
Right.
I wouldn't call them superheroes, but I guess that's what they're referring
There's
to.
There's one legitimate, but...
Which one are we talking about?
Matt Daredevil. Murdock. Daredevil.
Right, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And he's the same actor that stars as Daredevil that's streaming on
Netflix.
Disney Plus, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's on Disney Plus.
Oh, they moved it. Yeah, oh, that's right. Okay, that makes sense.
It's right there in the menu.
Yeah, and there's like three seasons or something. And of course, the movie, it was played by Ben Affleck.
That's right. That was a great episode. Now he's introduced. Is it at the end of episode?
I think it was 8.
Yeah, he's fully in 8.
Yeah.
Which was Ribbit and Rippit. Now, there's a funny scene too where she, he's introduced as what is the Luke, the guy that makes the outfits, the superhero outfits for
right.
She-Hulk, right?
I know, I forget his name.
Yeah, but
I think he's suing her.
Correct. So they're in court, and here comes Matt Murdock walking into the courtroom. You know,
she doesn't know who he is.
No, and he just goes right into this diatribe about, whatever it is, right, against the client.
This, right.
And then she just turns to the camera. She goes, who's this asshole? You know, there are moments like that that are really, it is funny. It is funny. So by the end of the ninth episode, I was like, okay. I mean, if this is what they're saying the show is now and they're owning it,
right.
Yeah, I'm on board. I mean, Tim Roth has been great.
Right. He was hysterical.
So funny.
Right.
So funny.
And of course, it ends with him being broken out. He winds up getting thrown back into the containment center.
And he gets pulled out by who?
By Wong.
By Wong. Yeah.
And Wong takes. So that's how it ends, which breaks him loose to be in the next movie. You know, whatever that's going to be. And then it was a funny take with her talking to the robot, Kevin. You know, it turned out to be a robot, Kevin. Yes.
And it was an acronym.
Right.
Right.
And she said, or I think he said, well, we'll fix it in the movie. And she says, is there going to be a movie?
Right.
And he's like, well, we'll see.
there's a lot of humor between the Kevin and Tatiana's, you know, Jennifer Walters, because she's in that moment. She comes in as She-Hulk. And then remember, he says, I can't talk to you until you transform back in, but please do it off camera because it's expensive with the CGI.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's a lot of, that was really good writing. I thought that was clever. But then there's things like,
the worst episode.
It was funny in that same scene. She's got this, you know, monologue she's doing, and she refers back to Matt Murdock, and you know she's got the hots for him clearly, and she says, "Hey, a woman has needs." And like, I don't know, that stuff just doesn't land well with me, at least not so far.
Right. And again, I think that's the way we look at women and men. You know, she's in her 30s. She's not married.
Right.
She goes out, she picks up a guy or meets a guy at a bar, and we kind of give her the slut shaming.
You know what? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, I'm coming off as if I'm defending it, but really maybe I'm not.
Right.
Because
right.
if that's what she wants to do and that's what makes her happy, right. then whatever.
Right, exactly.
You know, so that's a good point. Her cousin Chad. Really? Do we need, like, he's like Paulie from Rocky.
Yeah. He was the one that tried to get her to sign everything in that one episode. Right, I don't like him.
He's such a doofus.
We don't need that.
It's an unnecessary character.
Yeah.
It's just unnecessary.
And like the, he might be gay. He may not be gay guy that does the clothes.
Oh,
I'm
Luke.
Not sure.
Yeah.
You know, that was a good sequence in, you know,
yeah.
Cause she won an award, and this happens all the time. Lawyer of the year.
And like,
but you don't realize like 80 people, it's kind of like the who's who.
Right. Now that's where was that at the end of Ribbit and Rip It, or actually episode 7 where she goes to that gala and gets the award? Because that's the one that ends where, you know, the Hulk King, right, that sort of anonymous character, right, that's behind the scenes. We learn who it is ultimately in this. Right. It's one of the guys that she went on a date with.
Correct.
This, you know, billionaire playboy Elon Musk type.
That stole her blood.
Had it stolen, right, by Josh, the guy that she was head over heels
with. Exactly.
And which is what the retreat episode is about, right? She goes to meet with, she has to go to see Tim Roth's character, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Explain that episode, that whole retreat, because that was, we got a couple of other superheroes in that one too.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why she went there. I don't remember.
Well, she had to go, remember she went with that cop? He said, hey, would you come out there as backup with me? Because in case he turns into Abomination.
Right, right.
But he had to go there to check on him, something to do with his parole or whatever, you know.
Right. And what was her business with Tim Roth?
Well, she was there because the cop asked her to go there.
Right. So, but then she started.
But then she gets sucked into
the
therapy session that
she's reading his book.
She's reading his book, right.
Yeah.
And she ends up hanging out at the retreat with all of these other guys.
Right. And she's like, yeah, this stuff isn't bad when she's reading his right. book. You know,
again, if you can accept it for what it is, because there's like three other or four other characters that are introduced in that episode.
Yeah.
The bull man or whatever he is. And then the yeah. matador character. And,
right.
But there's very funny scenes among them all. It's just, it just seems like it waters it down so much. I was starting to say at the gala when she freaks out, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they're taking over the public address system.
Right.
And they're slut shaming her, basically, is what you said earlier on the video.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing all this video of her.
Right.
And trying to make her look bad. And she, you know, she gets really pissed off.
Right. That's what sends her to Tim Roth.
Right. And it gets kind of serious and dramatic.
Right.
That's what I'd been waiting for. That yeah. kind of like, okay, let's get a little of that, not the silliness, you know?
See, most people out of the gate didn't like it right from the jump, because I think I remember the comments when we did the first half, people yeah. were like, people were agreeing with you, like, oh yeah, they, you know, really mm-hmm. bad, stupid. Right. And then the killer was the sixth episode, which was the episode right after we did that.
That was bad.
Was like the worst episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we were talking on the phone, and yeah. we were talking about this just a little while ago, mm-hmm. and we can't talk about it. So we right. don't talk when we see a movie. We kind of have this dialogue, like, yes, I know about that movie in question that you're talking about.
Right. I too also had the chance to see said picture.
Yes, I saw episode 6 of the series in question.
The aforementioned series. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
That's how we talk.
It is funny, but yeah, well, I'm here to say that give it a little time, right? This one you need to, I think you said this when we first reviewed it, was let it breathe.
Yeah.
Let this one breathe a little bit. And look, I was hating on it big time. And now I'm like, right. okay, now I'm looking forward to it coming back.
Right. I don't know how long it's going to take. And again,
right.
they're going to question a second season.
I think there's
things in place, because yeah. I think there were enough people like me that enjoyed it. And I really love the ending sequences. They're just so clever.
Now that Just Jen episode 6.
Right.
The guy, that was the one that featured the character Mr. Immortal, right? This guy that has
basically
he's gotten out of like 100 marriages over right. his lifetime by killing himself. And then he just comes back to life, right?
And to prove it, he jumps out their window.
He jumps out their window
and kills himself.
Right. And the actor's name is David Pasquazi.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, he was also the guy that, because I didn't like his character in it. I just don't right. like the way he plays it. And he was in the Book of Boba Fett. Remember the character that everybody hated in the Book of Boba Fett? He comes to supposedly pay homage to Boba Fett. It's supposed to be the mayor coming to see Boba Fett.
Uh-huh.
And he sends this guy.
Oh, right.
And he's like, oh, hello. Yes. And he's very Woody Allen type.
Correct.
Character's horrible.
Oh, I didn't know it was the same guy.
Same guy. He was also in Groundhog Day. He played Bill Murray's therapist in Groundhog Day.
Oh, that's right.
So
I can see him like, yes. yeah, well, I have an alcoholic or whatever it was when he saw, right.
cause he's brand new to therapy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But, yeah, that episode, I think
I was horrible.
Like, oh man, I'm never going to get people to,
they
I'm
were
never
doing the convince electric slide.
To, yeah.
It was awful.
And again, awful. You know, they've got to either up the animation level on She-Hulk to equal
mm-hmm.
How they do Hulk.
Right.
Because that's a real issue. And, you know, I went back. I remember you saying the way she walks.
Right.
And it is. It's like it's kind of floating.
Right. It should put that, couple that with the Flash. What is the one? What is that you did so well on that episode?
Yeah. What was that? He does this, you know, and right. he kind of pierce through time.
That's so stupid. But yeah. So, you know, for me, Let It Breathe, get beyond just Jen.
Right.
And if you can get beyond that episode, it gets better and better and better. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, I think it ends very satisfyingly. And the Daredevil, that was great.
Right.
You know, because I didn't know much about Daredevil. I just very sort of surface level knowledge of that character.
I mean, I knew it from the movie, but that wasn't part of Marvel or anything. No. That's one of the characters I think they got when they bought in the acquisition. Fox. So now we're introduced to him. So he's going to be in the movies. Mm-hmm. You've got her that she's ready to make the jump into the movies. Mm-hmm. So you've got at least a couple of solid characters to set up for the Avengers too. Cause right now I'm not buying the Avengers right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, the guy with the rings. What's his name?
Thanos?
No, the rings. Oh. The 10 rings.
Oh, Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi. They've got him. They've got, God knows they're going to have to bring back.
The 40 characters in the Eternals.
Right. And tell me the name of one Eternal.
Fastidious?
There's the little Pippin or something.
Yeah, Icarus. I think Icarus is one of them.
Is that the little one?
No, Icarus is the main guy.
Oh, yeah. I think he's the like guy. The Superman, right?
Yeah, and Gemma Chan plays the Asian, his co-star in that.
Okay.
They had a relationship in that film. That's the only other fact I remember about that.
And John Black is in it.
I don't even know who that is.
Jon Snow, I mean.
Jon Snow.
You know, the actor
Game of Thrones. Yeah, okay.
He's in it. But right, I don't so know what his character.
We're getting off the rails. Yeah. Anything else to
we're
say?
We're doing a Halloween.
That's right.
No, I liked it. I liked it from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
But I bought all the criticism. I saw why people didn't like it. And I was totally like, yeah, you're right. But there's something really good here.
It's going somewhere. Yeah, it's going somewhere. They showed their chops in the last couple of episodes, what it can be, what it's capable of.
Right.
And that kind of Marvel caliber.
And I think after we started to have that discussion, yes, I did see the episode in question. I said to you, I think I can see where they're going with this.
Right.
I don't know if you remember having that discussion.
Yeah. I do, yeah.
I could kind of see them laying the groundwork for Daredevil and getting them. So I think it really built the character.
Yeah. Give it a chance. I mean, as opposed to Halloween Ends, which was our previous episode, which just got worse and worse and worse. This has gotten better and better as it goes along. So,
I mean, Halloween Ends is so bad. I feel like we just talked about it. It's so bad.
I know. It really is. It's like, I wish it was more of a distant memory.
Yeah. But could I get it out of my head?
Exactly. Well, all right, there you go. There's a wrap up on She-Hulk season one. As you said, we don't know when it's coming back, but we're both looking forward to it coming back now. So, you know, I came around, it took me 4 episodes.
Stop hating on Twitter.
Yeah. Well, that's never going to happen. Not as long as Twitter exists.
That's what it's for, yeah.
That's right. All right, it's going to do it for another episode of the Oh Brother podcast. I've been your host, Dan Smith. Alongside me, as always, my brother from the same mother, Mike Smith. And we will see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Hey, this is actress Carissa Lee Staples, and you're listening to the Oh Brother podcast.